This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver Mayor Michael Hancock is hosting a series of events this year to raise awareness around mental health, especially in communities of color.
We still see it as a stigma, and we got to normalize the challenge in our families and be willing to confront them and really encourage people to seek treatment.
The Kaiser Family Foundation estimates around 40% of adults and teenagers are dealing with anxiety and depression. New Denver Broncos quarterback Russell Wilson and his wife, singer Ciara, opened a clothing store at a Denver area mall. CPR Sarah Mulholland reports it's the celebrity couple's first outpost in Colorado.
The Wilsons showed up for the grand opening of the House of LR&C at Lone Tree's Park Meadows Mall on Monday. The 1,900-square-foot space sells the couple's own brands. The Wilsons operate three other stores nationwide and say they want to open others in the Denver area. Russell Wilson was traded to Denver from Seattle in the offseason. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
The state's first human case of West Nile virus for this year has turned up in Delta County. The state health department says the virus has also been detected in mosquitoes in Boulder, Larimer, and Weld counties. West Nile can be fatal. Last year, 11 people died from it. The advice from health experts is to use insect repellent and avoid being outside at dusk and dawn when mosquitoes are most active. Grand Junction's public transportation agency is not among the 30 agencies statewide making rides free this month. Grand Valley Transit tells the Daily Sentinel it doesn't have enough drivers to support a wave of new passengers. Free fares elsewhere this month are meant to improve the air by getting people out of their cars. Grand Junction is mostly sunny with a high of 92 this afternoon. Colorado Springs, 89. In Denver, 95. This is CPR News and KRCC.